All right. Hey, dude. Hey. Welcome back to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Wallacker with Confident Fit Coaching. And here we talk about all the things that you're thinking deep down inside are only you, and that's why it's holding you back. And you just need to push through and not verbalize them, because everyone's going to know and realize and think just like how much you aren't trying and just say you need to try harder. But that's not the case. And we're going to dive even deeper into that today. But I'm just verbalizing all the things that you're thinking and too afraid to admit to. But really, you're just human, and we're all human and struggling together. So I hope that this podcast helps you out. But today I want to talk about leaning back, because I had personally been looking for something about leaning back recently. And in true Jesse fashion, if it's not out there, why don't I just say it? Why don't I just tell myself what it is I need to hear? Because how you do one thing is how you do everything. So you know how to lean in and push and make it work and get uncomfortable and know that growth happens in the discomfort of things. And I went through a phase of that, getting discomfortable in the discomfort of life, and it helped out a lot. But then it started to get really comfortable, and I got really confident and comfortable in the discomfort and proving my worth and earning my work and stuff. But there comes a time where you realize, and again, how you do one thing is how you do everything. So I'm teaching myself this about my coaching business and everything else I want to do, because I was able to do it with food and fitness, and now I just take it for granted. But let me explain. So you know how to deal with the struggle and to make yourself uncomfortable, because you know growth happens in there. But then there comes a point in time, and this is where you're at, and you don't want to admit it, but where you just kind of want to take it easy. You just kind of want to live life and experience it and not have to force yourself to think about food 24/7 and force yourself to make sure your day goes to plan so that your workout gets done and your workout is worth it, and you don't sabotage it by eating more or doing something wrong or whatever it might be. So you were comfortable with that, but you kind of want something else. You kind of want to, what I just said, not think about food and like actually enjoy your workout and actually have fun with it. See what else it can look like. And did you know that your workouts can look like anything? It doesn't have to be in four walls and a roof. It doesn't have to be in the perfect lighting. It doesn't have to be with weights. It can be outside. It can be a walk. It can be running through the woods. It can be biking next to the lake. It can be like standing on a board in the lake. It can be doing outside activities. It can be whatever it is that you want to be, whatever it is that you want to do, because I know you want to create the best version of you. You want to create the best version of you and the best athlete you possibly can, and your own version of an athlete. So why can't it be that? And it starts with that question. It starts with allowing that question to even come into your head and slowly but surely not pushing it away. Thinking, well, what if this actually can happen? What if it can be easy? What if it can be whatever it is that I want it to be? Because this is my life. What if food can just be food and not just like fuel, like my dad said, and he just eats whatever and he just eats because he has to and doesn't actually enjoy it. Sometimes he does, but like what if I'm able to enjoy the food that I want to eat? Because I know enough, I know about what foods I can and can't eat, but what if I actually had fun with it and it wasn't just dry chicken and broccoli and maybe a little bit of rice here and there, if I can allow myself those kind of calories? What if it was just fun? What if I actually trusted my body to do what it says? Because I've been seeing people talk about how they just eat whatever they crave and eat whatever their body feels, but I can't trust my body because it just craves whatever and I just go out of control. But what if there is something behind that? What if there is a little bit of something of trusting your body and listening to what it wants? Because I know it wants rest because it's just tired and exhausted all the time, but I feel guilty if I just sleep, because then I'm not being productive and I'm not doing something during the day. But like right now it's quarantine and I have a list of things to do, but what if I didn't have to do them? What if I actually could just rest? What if I actually could just sleep in and not feel guilty? What would that be like? Oh, and then your mind just starts to wander and go and move. And once you start taking action on that, slowly but surely, in order to do this, you have to lean back. You have to lean back. Because you're a do, go, fit everything into one day and don't feel like I wasted the day. And don't feel guilty about feeling like I wasted the day. Because you know what? Some days you're just going to not even get dressed. Some days you're not even going to leave the house. Some days you're going to be super productive and get a lot of things done. But some days you're going to get very few things done. Some days you're going to barely cook. Some days you're going to cook gourmet meals and try all the Pinterest things that you wanted to try. But it's your life. You're able to create it exactly how you want it to. You're able to say what is productive and what isn't. You're able to say what is a good job and what isn't. You're able to say anything that I do is good enough for the day, and I'm good enough to let it be that, and I'm okay with it being good enough. Because I'm not striving for perfection, because I'm a human being and I'm not meant to be perfect. That started from day one. I was perfectly made for who I am. Not for what I need to be. Let's say that again. I'm perfectly made for who I am, not for what I need to be. I'm going to need to write that down. But this is when leaning back comes in. Because leaning back is allowing yourself to start unlearning the rules and beliefs, the things I've been talking about these last few podcasts. The things where... Listen back to that. Nobody can fix you. I'm sorry. There's a lot of wind going on in that one. But, you know, when something needs to come out, it needs to come out, whether you're on a walk or not. But it goes around this whole, you have beliefs and you're looking for a specific thing. And you've gotten to the point where you're not settling, where you just dive in, where you know exactly what it is you want because you keep living it over and over and over again. And you're tired of the repeat and you're ready for something else. But those rules and those expectations and those things are so ingrained in you that they're preventing you from actually seeing change, from actually allowing yourself to give this new life a try. And that's where I come in with my posts and with this podcast and videos that I put out. And if we work one-on-one as well, but that's what I want you to get out of this, is that there is no one way to do life. There is no one way to do life. There's no one way to do life. There's no rule book to follow, because you know what? You are a good person. And because you throw everyone else's rules and expectations out and just believe that there is no one way to do life, you're going to do and have a good life. You don't need to worry about that. Just because you can doesn't mean you won't. Doesn't mean you will. Just because you can run a red light doesn't mean you will. You're not going to do anything that really isn't you. And you need to trust that. And right now, you're actually going to find out. You're actually going on this amazing journey, this creating this amazing life. Finding your worth without the scale, finding your worth without numbers, and getting back to you. Getting back to what should have, the one should have stayed your entire life, which is you. Which is your love for food and your love for exercise and your love for improving yourself and for having fun and enjoying life and being around people. You actually do like people, even though you are very much an introvert, and love your space as well. There is balance. Oh, there's so much good balance out there. But you're just afraid to lean back and trust. Yes, there are going to be moments where you do all of the work behind the scenes and everything just comes blaring and blasting your way, and all you need to do, you don't need to lean in and push and do more to earn it. You just need to accept it. Like, I think back to when I first met Colton, my boyfriend, at work, and we started talking and started to talk about, like, one day we'll get together and then how we'll Now, we did end up going on our first date and started talking, and I was terrified of the boyfriend, even though he was everything I wanted, everything that I asked for, just not perfectly packaged in the right ribbon, but everything that I really wanted. But I got scared because, well, what if I'm not what he wants? What if I need to be more, do more, or... And then those fears start coming up. But you know what? Those fears aren't real. Those fears are just out there. They're just a theory. You know, I talk about experimenting, because with an experiment, this is where it comes in so hard. Because with an experiment, there's no success or failure. There's just an outcome. And with that outcome, you decide what it is you want to do with it. And it puts you back in charge of your life. And it comes in every form. I know we hit hard on it with your diet and your workouts, because that's something that absolutely consumes your life. But then we start creeping it into the rest of your life. Because when you're able to do that with the rest of life, so much good is able to come from it. So I took a chance. I leaned back and allowed it to happen. And the hard thing is, when you live life, you're allowing other people to come into your life and to bring their own thoughts and beliefs and their own actions and their own words in, and you're opening yourself up to being hurt. And that's hard, because you don't want to be hurt. That's what you've been trying to avoid your entire life. That's why you get your fingers into everything. That's why you try and stay busy. That's why it feels uncomfortable to just do nothing sometimes. Because if you're doing something, then you at least tried. But if you just leaned back and trusted on yourself and focused on yourself and what it is that you needed, and that still wasn't good enough, well, then that means it's you. No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. That means that person wasn't supposed to stay in your life. They were there for a season. They were there for a reason, to show you what it is that you wanted. They showed you bits and pieces of the kind of people that you want in your life, the kind of people you want supporting you or helping you out. And then they show you also what you don't want. But you know what else? You've also got to allow the what if, the worst case scenario, to be something good. What if they stay? What if they grow with me? What if they actually listen? And what if we do get in fights and arguments and we just continue to be connected? We just stay. What if they don't leave? What if? What if it gets to keep being good? What if? And I know you're afraid of that. I know you're still afraid that you aren't enough, and that's why you need to keep being better, and that's why you need to keep working on yourself. And there's nothing wrong with working on yourself and wanting to be the best version of you, but there's also comes a point where you realize that you as a core are enough. You are enough. And there's nothing more you need to do. So all of the information, all of your history, all of your life is there at your disposal. It's a part of you. And something you just do automatically. Something you know automatically. So now it's time to just have fun with it. And see, what can I create? What can I actually be? Who do I actually want to be? At my core. When I'm with people that I don't question, like, and I don't care if I laugh louder or if I don't suck my stomach in all the time or if I get another helping or not, if I take a day off from the gym or if I go to the gym. Did you know you can be that person all the time? You can be wildly and aggressively yourself. And people will still love you. People will still be attracted to you. People still will want to be a part of your life. Because I know you are still a people pleaser at heart. But also leaning back and trusting that you don't have to do everything people say. It's also a hard thing to do. Because then you might hurt their feelings. But you know what? You do, then you do. Because they've hurt your feelings as well, haven't they? But you don't say anything because you're strong enough to take it, because you don't want to hurt them, because you don't want to show weakness. Because what if they actually are right? This is your life. it's time to lean back and trust that you are doing enough. And you know what? It's time that you start doing less even. You've been doing so much busy work, so much stress to your plate, so much that, oh, here comes the wind. That it's time for you to just sit and trust. So lean back, give yourself permission to just see what happens. And I know that's scary because there's no guaranteed results here. And even then, you would come up with a reason as to why they didn't happen for you, even if they were guaranteed. But it's okay to be you. It's okay to try and get a result. It's not going to be a failure or a success. You get to deem it that if you want. You can deem everything a success that happens to you because you got information from it. You got a response. You got an outcome. And that's all you need in life, because then you can move forward with that information. You can move forward with that outcome. You can move forward with that response. But right now, it is okay to lean back. And if you can't do it for you, if you can't give yourself that permission to rebel, I give it to you right here, right now. Whatever it is that you really want to do, or really don't want to do, do that. Because you know best. You do know best. And you're not being lazy for wanting to lean back and relax a bit. And trust. And speak your mind. It's the best thing you could possibly do. So as always, if you would like more support and accountability and help with this, because it, again, is more mental than physical at this point for you, I would love to help you out. If we can't work one-on-one together, I will be having my signature beginning program coming up very soon. So stay tuned for that as well, where it will teach you everything you want to know in a group setting and a self-study setting as well. So otherwise, I hope you have a fantastic day. I hope you lean back and trust yourself. And I will talk to you again very, very soon. Bye-bye.